This is chapter 42, Fraternal Loving Affairs. This is continuation. A discussion of Sakyarati, or how Sakyaras is produced by the combination of different bhavas. This is discussing a vibhav. The second aspect of vibhav is Udipan, the Alamban and Ashraya. Rather, the Alamban includes Vishaya and Ashraya. Vishaya is Krishna, and Ashraya is a devotee. That's the first Alamban Vibhav. And the second aspect of Vibhav is Udipan, Udipan. Udipan are objects which impel or bring about fraternal love. Rupa Goswami writes in page 329, Krishna's age, his beauty, his buffalo horn, or his bugle, his flute, his vamshi and venu, his conch shell, and his pleasing attitude all provoke love and friendship for him. Krishna's exceptional joking abilities, exhibited sometimes by his pretending to be a royal prince or even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, also gives impetus to devotees developing love for Krishna and friendship. Krishna's joking behavior and heroism, his beloved associates, and his imitation of the behavior of kings, devatas, and incarnations of the Lord are the udipanas of Prayo Bhakti Ras. Prayo Bhakti Ras means fraternal love, or brotherly love, or Sakya Ras. Krishna's age. Krishna has three age periods: Komara, birth to 5 years old; Poganda, 6 to 10; and Kaishor, 11 to the end of 15 years old. Of course, there's some Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and other acharyas, they give a slightly different breakdown of this time period. And this is what we read here for Nectar Devotion, page 329. This is the ordinary rule, but it is well known that Sri Krishna enacted his pastimes in Braj up to the age of 10 years and 8 months. Vishnu Chakravarti tells that Krishna left Braj with the Krur to go to Mathura when he's about 10 and a half. So where was the idea for his Kaishor age, which is 11 to 15? Therefore, in regard to Krishna, maturity takes place even at a very young age. This is actually told in Padma Puran. Padma Puran explains that certain exalted individuals, they mature at a rate 1.5 times the normal person. For example, a very exalted or developed individual, he may be 10 years old, but 1.5 times means that he will, even at the age of 10, he'll be exhibiting the beauty or development or qualities and behavior, physical, mental, and psychic behavior of a 15-year-old. So this is the case of Krishna. Although he only stayed in Braj until the age of 10 years and 8 months, he was actually exhibiting the full development of the Kaishor Leela, which is 11 to the end of 15 years old. So acharyas give this breakdown, although Nectar Devotion says Krishna's Komar Leela, which is Balya Leela, or Balakrishna, or Gopal, Ladu Gopal, and Gokul crawling around on his hands and knees and stealing butter and chasing calves. It says his birth to 5. But Vishnu says that his Komar Leela is up to 3 years and 4 months. And Poganda Leela is from 3 years, 4 months up to 6 years, 8 months. And Kaishor Leela begins at 6 years, 8 months and goes to 10 years and 8 months. Thereafter, Krishna always remains in a condition of Kaishor. In Braja, in other words, Krishna's Kaishor Leela, which is with all the gopis, was going on from the time he was 6 years and 8 months up until 10 years and 8 months, which is the whole time he stayed in Braj, or the final time. So when the Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasa Panchadaya, describes Ras Lila, it says there that Krishna was 8 years old. So this was his Kaishara Lila. Because according to Vishwanath, Krishna's Kaishara Lila, or Yovanam, his young man Lila, started at the age of 6 years and 8 months and continued for 4 years until he left Braj at the age of 10 years, 8 months. So when Krishna was 8 years old in the Rasa dance, he actually had the maturity of a 12 or 15-year-old boy. In Braj, Krishna enters the final stage of early youth, Shesha Kaishor, at the age of 10, and from then on he always remains in that condition. Krishna's Kaishor begins in the month of Vaishak, April and May, of his 7th year. Therefore, his pastimes with the gopis are celebrated even in the stage of Pogunda. The conditions of Komar, Pogunda, and Kaishor in the gopis follow the exact same pattern. Krishna's various ages have been discussed here with reference to the topic of Udipana. And Srila Prabhupada writes, learned scholars have divided Krishna's age into three periods. The age up through 5 years is called Komar, 6 to 10 is called Pogunda, and from 11 to 15 is Kaishor. Now we'll discuss the breakdown of these three time periods. Komar Lila, which is Srimad Bhagavatam 10.13.11, describes Krishna's Komar age. He had a flute tucked in his belt, enjoying a festive picnic with his young boyfriends. Pogunda, 6 to 10. Krishna's Pogunda age can further be divided into three periods: the beginning, Adya, middle, Madhya, and end. This is mentioned in Nectar Devotion on page 330. Actually, just to go back a little bit. It says that in his Komar age, he used to eat with his coward boyfriends, keeping his flute under his arm and his bugle on the right side in his belt, along with his cane. In his left hand, Krishna would hold a lump of rice paste with yogurt, and in his fingers he would be Pilu, the king of fruits. When Krishna would sit among his friends, it would appear that he was the whirl of a lotus flower and that the friends surrounding him were the petals. As Krishna and his friends enjoyed joking among themselves, the demigods became struck with wonder and would simply stare at the scene. So it's Adya Pogunda age now, 6 to 7, the beauty of Krishna. In the beginning of the Pogunda age, Krishna has nice reddish luster on his lips. His abdomen is very thin, and on his neck are circles like those of a conch shell. Rupa Goswami gives an example, page 330, how this beauty can impel ecstatic friendship. Sometimes outside visitors would return to Vrindavan, and upon seeing Krishna again, they would say, "My dear Mukunda, your beauty is gradually increasing, just like the leaf on a banyan tree. Oh, lotus-eyed one, your neck is gradually manifesting circle like the conch shell, and in the shining moonlight your teeth and cheeks are competing with the Padmaraga jewels in their beautiful arrangement. I am sure that your beautiful bodily development is now giving much pleasure to your friends." Krishna's dress at this age. Krishna was garlanded with various kinds of flowers. He used to put on a silk dress colored with various kinds of dyes. He would wear this dress when he'd go into the forest to tend the cows. For the activities of this age, Krishna would wrestle with different friends, and sometimes they'd all dance together. In the forest, Rupa Goswami gives an example how these activities can impel ecstatic friendship. In other words, how they become udipanas. The Gopas said, Krishna, when you pretend just like an actor to be fighting with us, you give us unlimited transcendental bliss. Now Krishna's Madhya Poganda, 8 to 9. And the beauty of Krishna at this age, it's page 330. His nails become finely sharp, his chubby cheeks become lustrous and round, and on the two sides of his waist above his belt there are three distinctive lines of folded skin called Trivali, Krishna's dress. At this time, Madhya Poganda, 8 to 9, Krishna wore a silk dress that glittered like lightning. His head was decorated with a silk turban covered with gold lace, and in his hand he carried a stick about 56 inches long. Rupa Goswami gives an example how this dress can impel ecstatic friendship. One of Krishna's friends said, my dear friend, just look at Krishna. See how he is carrying in his hand a stick which is bound up and down with golden rings. How his turban with golden lace is showing such a beautiful luster, and how his dress is giving his friends the highest transcendental pleasure. Now Shesh Poganda, this is at 10 years, the beauty of Krishna at this age. At the end of Krishna's Poganda age, Krishna's hair sometimes hangs down to his hips. Sometimes it becomes scattered. His two shoulders become higher and broader, and his face is always decorated with marks of tilak. When his beautiful hair scatters over his shoulders, it appears to be a goddess of fortune embracing him, and this embracing is highly relished by his friends. Rupa Goswami gives an example how Krishna's beauty impels ecstatic friendship. Subal said to Krishna, my dear Keshava, your round turban, the lotus flower in your hand, the tilak on your forehead, the kunkum-scented musk, and all of your bodily features are defeating me today, although I am usually stronger than you or any of our friends. Since this is so, I do not know how these features of your body can fail to defeat the pride of all the young girls of Vrindavan. When I am so defeated by this beauty, what chance is there for those who are naturally very simple and weak? The activities of this age. The Shesh Poganda period borders directly upon Krishna's Kaishor period, in which his pastimes with the gopis become prominent. Thus, one can see the dawning of Krishna's conjugal affairs within the activities of this age. At this age, Krishna took pleasure in whispering into the ears of his friends, and the subject of his talks was the beauty of the gopis, who were tarrying just before them. Subal once addressed Krishna thus, my dear Krishna, you are very cunning. You can understand the thoughts of others. Therefore, I am whispering within your ear that all of these five gopis, who are most beautiful, have been attracted by your dress. And I believe that Cupid has entrusted them with the responsibility of conquering you. And Krishna's Kaishor age, 11 to 15. All the devotees in Vrindavan, servants, friends, parents, and consorts, find the age of Kaishor to be most pleasing of all. Therefore, Krishna never ages beyond Kaishor. As such, there is no description of Krishna's Yovanam given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Prabhupada summarizes page 331. It is at this age, Kaishor, that devotees generally most appreciate Krishna. Krishna with Radharani is worshipped as Kishore Kishori. Krishna does not increase his age beyond this form of Kaishor. Krishna's beauty. After Krishna's age, the next Udipana is beauty. Rupa describes how the gopas appreciate Krishna's beauty. They said, page 332, dear Krishna, You need not decorate your body with so many ornaments. Your transcendental features are themselves so beautiful that you do not require any ornamentation. Krishna's flute can impel fraternal love. Whenever Krishna begins to vibrate his flute early in the morning, all his friends immediately get up from bed just to join him in going to the pasturing grounds. One of his friends once said, "My dear coward friends, the sound of Krishna's flute from above Govardhan Hill is telling us that we need not go to search Krishna out on the bank of the Yamuna." And then Krishna's conch shell, Parvati said, "Oh, my dear Panchamukh Mahadev, just see how the Pandavas regain their strength and are just fighting like lions upon hearing Krishna's Panchajanya conch shell." Krishna's humor, Vinod. Just to create fun amongst his friends, Krishna once dressed himself up exactly like Radharani, with golden earrings, and because he was blackish, he covered his black complexion by smearing kunkum all over his body to become as fair as Radharani. By seeing this dress, Subal became astonished. So this is an illustration of how Krishna increases the fraternal devotion or sakya ras of his friends by doing various funny things. Now, beginning on page 332, the Anubhavas are described. Rupa Goswami mentions various expressions of fraternal devotion. Krishna played with his intimate friends, fighting, wrestling, or arm wrestling, playing ball or chess, sometimes carrying each other in the shoulders, whirling logs. They used to sit together on couches or swings or lie together with Krishna on beds and joking together, and sometimes by swimming in the pool. These are all called Anubhavas. Especially the coward boys used to like to dance together and also wrestle. So there's an example about their wrestling. "Oh, my dear friend, Aghari, you are very proudly wandering among your friends, trying to show off, trying to exhibit your arms as very strong. Is it that you are envious of me? I know that you cannot defeat me in wrestling. And I also know that you were sitting idly for a long time because you were hopeless of defeating me." So Krishna's different friends have different types of Anubhavas. So there's four types of friends. This is the Anubhavas of the Pura Vayasyas. These are friends that live in different places like Hastinapur, Dwarka, etc. This is mentioned on page 333. All the friends were very daring and would risk any difficulty because they were confident that Krishna would help them to be victorious in all adventures. Sometimes they would offer betel nuts to Krishna and decorate one another's faces with tilak or smear chandan on each other's bodies. For the sake of amusement, sometimes they would decorate their faces in strange ways. Sometimes they would snatch Krishna's clothing or take the flowers from his hands or give or induce another to decorate his body. They're always ready to fight and challenge one another in combat of wrestling. The Anubhavas of the Surits, Krishna's older friends. Krishna's older friends express their devotion by instructing Krishna on what is to be done and what is not to be done. They used to sit together and advise one another what to do, sometimes inducing one another to be engaged in welfare work. This means that they advise Krishna to engage in auspicious activities, to give instructions as to what is to be done and what is not to be done, to engage Krishna in beneficial activities, and to take the lead in almost all activities are the Anubhavas that are unique to the Surit Sakas. They place tambul in Krishna's mouth, draw tilak marks, and anoint Krishna with sandalwood and draw pictures on his face. These are the Anubhavas that are unique to the Sakas. Now, these are younger than Krishna. Now, the Priya Sakas, these are peers of those who are the same age. Another business of the friends was that each of them wanted to defeat Krishna. Sometimes they would snatch his clothing or snatch away the flowers in his hands. And sometimes one would try to induce another to decorate his body for him. And failing in this, they were always ready to fight, challenging one another to wrestling. So this was the Priya Sakas. To defeat Krishna in battle, to pull Krishna by taking hold of his clothes, to have oneself dressed and decorated by Krishna, and to engage in hand-to-hand battle with Krishna are the anubhavas that are unique to the Priya Sakas. Now the Priya Narma Sakas, these are the confidential friends. They served as messengers to and from the gopis. They introduced gopis to Krishna and canvassed on behalf of Krishna. When the gopis were in disagreement with Krishna, these friends would support Krishna's side in his presence. But when Krishna was not present, they would support the side of the gopis. So, to repeat, these Priyanarma Sakas deliver messages to the Braja Kishoris, and they approve of their love for Krishna. When the Braja Kishoris quarrel with Krishna, they take Krishna's side, and when they are absent, these Sakas are expert in supporting the side of the Yudheshwari of whom they have taken shelter. They also whisper secret messages into Krishna's ears. These are some of the anubhavas that are unique to the Priyanarma Sakas. So now, here's what they call the sadharana, or the ordinary anubhavas, common or ordinary anubhavas of Sakiras. What we have described are the specific anubhavas to each type of friend, but there are also anubhavas that are common to all these four types of friends. The Puravayasyas, the Surits, older friends, younger friends, Sakas, Priya Sakas, peers, and Priyanarma Sakas, confidential friends. So these are described in page 333 of Nectar Devotion. The servants of Krishna were sometimes engaged in collecting flowers, decorating his body with valuable ornaments and trinkets, dancing before him, singing, helping him herd the cows, massaging his body, preparing flower garlands, and sometimes fanning his body. And also listed this way. The common anubhavas of Sakiras are wrestling, playing with a ball, riding on each other's shoulders, pleasing Krishna by stick fighting, laying down or sitting with Krishna on a bed, a sitting place or a swing, and swinging with Krishna, joking in a most striking and charming manner, water sports, and upon meeting with Krishna, dancing, singing. These are the sadharana anubhavas, because they are common to all four kinds of friends. Now the sattvic bhavs and sakiras. All eight sattvic bhavs are appropriate to sakiras or sakibhav. So some of them will be discussed here. Nectar devotion. Stamba, becoming stunned. This is on page 333. When Krishna left the Yamuna after chastising Kaliya, Sridham wanted to embrace him first, but he could not raise his arms because of his great feeling of respect. When Sridham saw Krishna entangled in the coils of Kaliya, he became stunned. When Krishna came out victoriously from the lake, Sridham was unable to raise his still stunned arms to embrace Krishna. Swayed, perspiration. When Krishna's flute roared like a thundercloud under the Swati constellation, the resulting perspiration on Sridham's body appeared just like pearls. This analogy in page 334. When the Swati constellation or Swati nakshatra is ruling the sky and it rains at that particular time, the rain that falls in the ocean at that time will form pearls in the ocean. So the analogy is that Krishna's flute is like a thundercloud, and when there's a thundercloud there must be rain. So when he plays his flute, then as a response, Sridhama Radharani's older brother. On his body, he responds to Krishna's roaring flute playing by perspiring, swayed, which is a sattvic bhav, physical transformation due to fraternal love. And that those drops of perspiration on Sridhar's body appear like pearls. Another sattvic bhav, romancha, standing of the hairs. Description here. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, about Subal, says that when Subal is embracing Krishna, this illustrates romancha. When Subal embraced Krishna, the hairs on his arms were standing in ecstasy. Prabhupada also highlights the sentiments of Radharani. So that's described in page 334. When Radharani saw Krishna and Subal embracing one another, she became a little envious. And hiding her hot temperament, she said, "My dear Subal, you are very fortunate, because even in the presence of superiors, you and Krishna have no hesitation in putting your arms on each other's shoulders. I think it must be admitted that in your previous lives, you have succeeded in many kinds of austerities." The idea is that although Radharani was accustomed to putting her arms on Krishna's shoulders, it was not possible for her to do such a thing in the presence of her superiors, whereas Subal could do so freely. Radharani therefore praised his good fortune. Now, four sattvic bhavs. The following quotation on page 334 exemplifies four other sattvic bhavs that manifest in fraternal ecstasy, sakiras. They are swarabhed, faltering or distortion of the voice, vaivarnya, changing of bodily color, pralaya, loss of consciousness, and kampa, trembling. It's on page 334. When Krishna entered the lake of Kaliya, his intimate friends became so perturbed that their bodily colors faded. This is an example of vaivarnya. And they all produced horrible gurgling sounds. This is swarabhed. At that time, all of them fell down on the ground as if unconscious, pralaya. And they were also trembling, which is kampa. An example of sattvic bhav, ashru, tears. Similarly, when there was a forest fire, all of Krishna's friends neglected their own protection and surrounded Krishna on all sides to protect him from the flames. The flood of tears were pouring from the eyes of these boys as they lovingly protected their friend Krishna. Vyavachari bhavs. In vyavachari ecstatic love for Krishna, there is sometimes madness, dexterity, fear, laziness, jubilation, pride, dizziness, meditation, disease, forgetfulness, and humbleness. That's a quote from page 334. Nectar devotion. In Sakyaras, all vyavachari bhavas are found except for fierceness, fear, and laziness. And separation from Krishna, all vyavachari bhavas are found except for intoxication, jubilation, pride, sleep, and fortitude. And in meeting Krishna, all of the avacharis are found except for death, fatigue, disease, hysteric convulsions, and wretchedness. The Prabhupada, this is a partial list of the vyavachari bhavas that manifest in Sakiras. Prabhupada says in page 334, these are some of the common symptoms in the stage of vyavachari, ecstatic love for Krishna. So there are 33 vyavachari bhavas, but there are 9 that are not present let me just read here. All the vyavachari bhavas except trasa, fear, alasya, laziness, and ugrata, ferocity. And when Krishna and the gopas are separated from each other, these five also cannot manifest mada, intoxication, harsha, jubilation, garva, pride, nidra, drowsiness, and dhriti, forbearance. In meeting Krishna, these five that I mentioned, they can manifest jubilation, pride, intoxication. But the following five bhavas cannot: mriti, death; shrama, weariness; vyadi, disease; apasmriti, forgetfulness; and dainya, humility. Now the sthayibhav. The permanent ecstasy of fraternal love has one essential ingredient. The devotee deals with Krishna on an equal level as a peer. Peer means like friend. In other words, they feel we are equals. When one's rati for Krishna is possessed of this attitude that we are equals and is therefore devoid of the constraints or restrictions arising from a reverential outlook, and when that rati is possessed of vishramba, or very deep faith imbued with intimacy, it is called sakyarati. This sakyarati is the sthayibhav of sakyaras. When sakyarati is augmented, it attains to the stages of pranaya, prema, sneha, and rag. Thus, there are five stages including sakyarati. Prema, sneha, and rag have been defined already under the heading of dasya ras. So Prabhupada explains, when there are dealings between Krishna and his friends which are completely devoid of any feelings of respect, and they treat one another on an equal level, such ecstatic love and friendship is called sthayi. Page 334. An example of sthayi was exhibited when Arjun, who's the coward boy, told Akrura, "My dear Gandini, please ask Krishna when I shall be able to embrace him in my arms." This illustrates the basic mood, sthayi bhav, of intimate friendship in sakyaras. Stages of prema and friendship, or sakyaras. As we mentioned, sakyarati can heighten to pranaya, attraction; prema, affection; sneha, affinity; and rag, attachment. Rasa progresses through the levels of prema in different orders. In dasyaras, the progression is prema, sneha, and rag. In sakyaras, the progression is first pranaya, then prema, sneha, and rag. So Prabhupada explains, when one is situated in this confidential, friendly relationship with Krishna, one shows symptoms of love such as attraction, which means pranaya, affection, prema, affinity, sneha, and attachment, rag. Prabhupada says, he's saying here, when one is situated in this confidential, friendly relationship, this word confidential refers to vishramba rather than gaurava. So vishramba means friendly relationship on an entirely equal level. Sakyarati at pranaya. Devotees have full knowledge of Krishna's supremacy, but when their affection is extremely intense, this affection outshines the knowledge and causes them to relate with Krishna purely on friendly terms, free from formalities of respect. This is the characteristic of pranaya. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, verse 108, pranaya is defined as follows: praptayam sambramadinam yogitayam apisputam tad gandenapyasam sprishta rati pranaya uchyate. When there is a very distinct presence of elements which would invoke a reverential attitude, and yet one's rati, or affection, is not even slightly influenced by such feelings. It is known as pranaya. Some mention of this in Jiva Dharma also. Pranaya is rati that is completely free from the slightest scent of reverence. Not even a scent or a smell or fragrance. Even in circumstances that would ordinarily invoke such feelings. The greatness of Sakya Ras is unprecedented. In Prita Ras and Vatsalya Ras, Krishna's bhav and the bhav of his bhakta are different from each other. Amongst all the rasas, Prema Ras, that is Sakya Ras, is certainly dear, Priya, because in this ras, both Krishna and his bhaktas have the same sweet bhava. Prabhupada explains, page 335, when there is full knowledge of Krishna's superiority, and yet in dealings with him on friendly terms, respectfulness is completely absent, that stage is called affection, or technically, pranaya. Here's an example. There is one brilliant example of this affection. When the demigods headed by Shiva were offering respectful prayers to Krishna, describing the glorious opulences of the Lord, the coward boy named Arjuna stood before Krishna with his hand on Krishna's shoulders, and he brushed the dust from Krishna's peacock feather. This wonderfully illustrates the quality of pranaya, an unchecked predominance of pure love, devoid of any formality. Now, Sakirati at the level of prem. The Pandavas illustrate the level of prem, unchanging, never diminishing love and friendship. Despite all the troubles Krishna put them through, their friendly love for him never even slightly diminished. And that's described, page 335. Sakirati at Sneha. In Sneha, one's heart melts, and he cannot withstand a moment of separation. This example illustrates the first quality of melting heart. In the pasturing ground, Krishna felt a little tired and wanted to take rest, so he lay down on the ground. At that time, many coward boys assembled there and with great affection began to sing suitable songs so that Krishna would rest very nicely. Sakirati at Rag. In Rag, Krishna's association transforms distress into happiness. During the Kurukshetra war, Arjuna was being pierced with a shower of arrows. This exemplifies this. Although Arjuna was being harmed by those arrows, he felt an ecstatic love for Krishna, and the arrows appeared to him to be like showers of flowers. A second example of Sakya Ras at the level of Rag. Once a coward boy named Vrishab was collecting flowers from the forest to prepare a garland for Krishna, and the sun reached the zenith in the sky and was scorching hot. But Vrishab felt that scorching sunshine to be like moonshine. Prabhupada adds, page 336, that is the way of rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. When the devotees are put into great difficulties like the Pandavas, they feel all their miserable conditions to be great facilities for serving the Lord. Now this is meeting and separation. The first is Sakya Ras and separation, which is called Ayoga. Utkantita, longing. Narada told Krishna, when Arjuna was learning the art of shooting arrows, he could not see you for so many days. But when you arrived there, he stopped all his activities and immediately embraced you. That's page 336. Young Arjuna was longing to meet Krishna for the first time. Consequently, he exemplifies fraternal devotion and ukantita, longing or yearning. And eagerly yearning and longing. Viyog, this is absence. One of the servants of Krishna named Putri once addressed Krishna this way, my dear Lord, you protected the coward boys from the hunger of the Agasura demon. You protected them from the poisonous effects of the Kaliya snake and saved them from the fierce forest fire. But I am suffering from your separation, which is more severe than the hunger of Agasura, the poison of Kaliya, and the burning forest fire. So why should you not protect me from the pangs of separation? 10 emotions of Viyog, or separation. Rupa Goswami illustrates the Vyavachari bhavs that are appropriate for Sakiras and Viyog. Tap, fever or heat. One friend told Krishna, "My dear enemy of Kamsa, since you have left us, the heat of separation has become extraordinary. This heat is felt more severely when we understand that in Bandiravan you are being refreshed by the waves of the cooling river known as Banutanaya." This is Radharani. The purport is, when Krishna was engaged with Radharani, the coward boys headed by Subal were feeling great separation that was unbearable for them. Krishata, which means emaciation or withering of the limbs. "My dear Krishna, O killer of Agasura, when you left Vrindavan to kill King Kansa Mathura, all the coward boys became bereft of their four bhutas," which means the elements, earth, water, fire, and space. "And the fifth bhuta, the air, was flowing very rapidly within their nostrils." Jagarya, sleeplessness. "When one of your friends was feeling much separation from you, there were tears covering his lotus eyes. And so the black drones of sleep became discouraged from entering his eyes and left that place. Bumblebees collect honey from lotus flowers, but if the flowers are filled with water, the bees cannot do their work. The lotus eyes of Krishna's friends became filled with tears, and thus the bumblebees of sleep could not do their work. The boys remained sleepless, crying in separation from their dear Krishna." Alambana shunyata, helplessness, unable to find shelter. This is mentioned on page 337. Due to Krishna's departure from Vrindavan to Mathura, Krishna's dearest coward boys felt as mentally light as possible. They were like fragments of cotton, lighter than air, and were all floating in the air without any shelter. Adriti, absence of resolve. Out of the sorrow of separation, all these boys forgot to take care of their cowherding and tried to forget all the melodious songs they used to sing in the pasturing ground. At last, they had no desire to live anymore due to being separated from Krishna. And this is, in other words, in the absence of Krishna, the boys lost their resolve to herd the cows, to sing songs they previously sung, and even to maintain their life. Jadata, inertness. When Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, all the coward boys became inert and still, like lifeless trees in the tops of hills. They appeared almost naked, being skinny and frail, and the boys did not carry any fruits or flowers. Sometimes the boys felt diseased from their separation from Krishna and are so greatly disappointed they are aimlessly wandering on the banks of the Yamuna. This is the next Vyavachari Bhava, Vyadi or disease. Sometimes they felt diseased from their separation from Krishna, being so greatly disappointed they were aimlessly wandering on the banks of the Yamuna. Unmad, madness. When Krishna was absent from Vrindavan, all the coward boys became bewildered and appeared to be mad and forgot all their regular business. They were lying on the ground, sometimes rolling in the dust and laughing, and sometimes running very swiftly. All these symptoms gave them the appearance of unmad, or being madmen. Murchita, unconsciousness. One of Krishna's friends criticized him by saying, "My dear Lord, you will become the king of Mathura after killing Kamsa. And that is very good news for us. But in Vrindavan, all the residents have become blind from their continuous crying over your absence. They are full only of anxieties and are not cheered at all by your becoming the king of Mathura." So this, by saying they're becoming blind from continuous crying, this refers to losing their consciousness. Now, mriti, death. Sometimes there are also signs of death caused by separation from Krishna. Once Krishna was told, "My dear enemy of Kamsa, because of their separation from you, the coward boys are suffering too much, and they are now lying down in the valleys, breathing only slightly." In order to sympathize with these boys, with the boys' regrettable condition, even the forest friends, the deer, are shedding tears. Krishna's friends are never separated from him. In the Mathura Kanda chapter of Skanda Puran, there is a description of Krishna and Balaram surrounded by all the coward boys, always engaging in taking care of the cows and calves. Jiva Goswami explained that the Skanda Puran uses the word sada, always, which literally means without ending. Krishna is always in Vrindavan, tending the cows with his friends. In the eternal spiritual world, Krishna and his friends are never significantly separated, although the experience of such emotions certainly exists in a subjective sense. Generally, the coward boys experience physical separation only in Gokul Vrindavan, or Boma Vrindavan, which is the Vrindavan manifest on earth. Now, Sakyaras in meeting, it's called yoga, which has three types: Siddhi, Tushti, and Shtiti. Siddhi, perfection. When Krishna was met by Arjuna at a potter's shop in the city of Drupadnagar, because of the similarity of their bodily features, they made intimate friendship. This was the first time that Arjuna ever saw Krishna. Thus it exemplifies Siddhi. Tushti, satisfaction. Tushti occurs when the devotee meets Krishna after a long absence. Bhima meeting Krishna at Indraprastra and the coward boys meeting Krishna again at Kurukshetra are examples of tushti. When Krishna was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all the coward boys came to see him, wearing jeweled earrings in their ears. Becoming so greatly overjoyed, they extended their arms and embraced Krishna as their old friend. These are instances of full satisfaction and friendship with Krishna. Stiti, steady association. Stiti is a type of meeting not predicated by any separation. The coward boys are superior even to great yogis. The yogis are unable to see much as the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, even after arduous effort. The coward boys, on the other hand, perform no penance whatsoever, yet constantly see the beautiful Lord face to face. This constant vision of Krishna is an example of stiti, speciality of fraternal devotion. Sakyaras has a special sweetness not found in dasya or vatsalya. In dasya, the devotee loves the Lord as his master, and Krishna loves the devotee as his servant. In vatsalya, the devotee loves the Lord as his son, and Krishna loves the devotee as his parent. In Sakyaras, however, the feelings of Krishna and the devotee are exactly mutual. The devotee loves the Lord as his friend, and the Lord loves the devotee as his friend. Fraternal love and conjugal love are the only relationships in which the Lord and the devotee feel exactly the same way towards each other. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada states The friendly relationship of the coward boys with Krishna is a particular type of spiritual ecstasy, almost similar to the ecstasy of conjugal love. This is on page 339. Thus, there is a special type of sweetness nourished by fraternal devotion. Prabhupada writes, great expert devotees like Rupa Goswami express their astonishment at the inconceivable feelings which are in Krishna and his coward boyfriends. So this is the end of chapter 42.